With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Federal Communications Commission has voted along party lines to reinstate net neutrality rules.
Net neutrality is the idea internet service providers will treat all customers equally, banning practices that throttle back or block certain sites or apps, or offering higher speeds to customers who pay more. The telecommunications industry was against restoring the rules, calling it unnecessary government interference in business decisions. The FCC votes were split by political affiliation. Net neutrality was first introduced during the Obama administration. Then the FCC repealed the rules in 2017 under the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says ignorance is driving much of the anti-Israel protests on college campuses. He says school administrators should address the problem first by suspending any protesters who cross the line.
And then say, look, you're not getting back into school until you attend a two-hour debate on what's going on in the Middle East. You're going to have to sit, listen quietly, and you're going to be tested afterwards on your knowledge of the arguments on both sides.
Talent says any students who are unable to articulate the argument should remain suspended. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony, and dozens more students were arrested on other campuses as protests against the Israel-Hamas war continue to spread to places like Emory University in Georgia and the University of Texas at Austin. USC announced the cancellation of its May 10th ceremony Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 375 points. This is SRN News. Transgender activists threatened a British doctor. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
Hilary Cass is the lead author of a new study that concludes there is no evidence that allowing children to undergo sex change operations improves their mental health. Transgender organizations have condemned her, and Dr. Cass tells the Times of London that she's getting numerous death threats via social media. The police have advised the 66-year-old physician not to take the bus or the subway for fear she might be attacked. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
States are preparing to file lawsuits against new Biden administration rules that would promote transgenderism in public schools. The recently issued rules would violate a number of state laws barring males from using female restrooms in schools, amongst other things. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti says, quote, "We are prepared to fight any unlawful regulations that redefine what sex really means," unquote. This is SRN News. A new rule in California aims to limit health care price increases to just 3% each year.
The Health Care Affordability Board has approved a rule that sets a statewide cost growth target of 3% each year. The Office of Health Care Affordability would gather data to monitor compliance. Doctors, hospitals, and insurance companies that don't comply could face fines. The healthcare industry has supported a cost target, but they say 3% is too low and will nearly be impossible to comply with. John Scott reports.
The two NASA astronauts assigned to Boeing's first human space flight have arrived in Florida for their main launch. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams flew from Houston to Kennedy Space Center on Thursday. They'll serve as test pilots for Boeing's Starliner. The capsule is finally making its debut with a crew after years of delay. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.